You're listening to eDurus.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروش پڑھ لیا. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an, a very famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is narrated in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim rahmatullah alayhi. He says that upon one occasion I was in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were traveling between Abwa and Juhfa, between Abwa and Juhfa, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Abwa is a location which is closer to Medina Munawwara, and it is famously known that in Abwa the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bibi Amina, is buried in Abwa. And Juhfa is further away, in fact towards the Red Sea. And so Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala and says that as we were traveling, all of a sudden, suddenly we were beset into this storm and engulfed by complete darkness. The weather just changed and everything was dark in front of us. We were travelers, musafir, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with us. And Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an says that I noticed that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the Quran. He began reciting some verses of the Quran. And he turned to me, looked at me, and he said to me, Uqba, seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these two chapters of the Quran. He said, seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these two chapters of the Quran. And in fact, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading and referring to the Mu'awwadhatayn. He was referring to the Mu'awwadhatayn. And so the Mu'awwadhatayn is the very last two chapters of the Quran. The last two chapters of the Quran, which was also read in the Maghrib Salah, chapter 113 and 114. It is called the Mu'awwadhatayn. Mu'awwadhatayn, or the Mu'awwidhatan, means the two guarding ones, or the two protecting ones. The two guarding ones, or the two protecting ones. And the Mu'awwadhatayn is a gift that is given to this ummah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there is no one who has sought better refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these two chapters of the Quran. And so there is complete protection that is given to an individual in Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, which is known as the Mu'awwadhatayn. sustain, which means the two chapters which are there to guard an individual and to protect him completely. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the merciful one. If shaitan has got access to insan and human beings, the most powerful weapon of a believer with Ayatul Kursi is also Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Unfortunately, what happens is that the prescription is given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is a matter of yaqeen. It is a matter of faith. The prescription is there. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said clearly. In fact, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so fond of these two chapters, verses of the Quran, that it was part of his zikr, it was part of his wird. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would include the mu'awwadhatayn in his salah. Many a times, nawafil salah. In fact, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his farz of maghrib salah, he would read Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. On a Friday in maghrib salah, at times he would read Surah Al-Kafirun and Qul huwallahu ahad. And so he had this habit of reading the Mu'awwadhatayn, despite the fact that they are short chapters of the Quran. In fact, on one occasion, even in Fajr Salah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. In Fajr Salah. If Imam Sahib was to do that, probably have a big audience. Or they might say, why, Imam Sahib is in a rush. One of the two. Subhanallah. But even in Fajr Salah, there is riwayat that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq in the first rakat. In the second rakat, he read Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. In his witr salah, he would read Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and also Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. And so, a very powerful weapon that is given to this ummah, the mu'awwadhatayn. That is why there is also one hadith which is recorded in the Mu'ajam of Imam Tabari rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala an, is the narrator. And he says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me two chapters. Allah has revealed to me two chapters, the likes of which have never been seen before. Referring to the mu'awwadhatayn, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and also Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. And so we need to get into this habit, my respected brothers. All the time, mashallah, a lot of people feel that sometimes shaitan gets complete control of them. And possibly the reason might be that there is not enough recitation of Ayatul Kursi and also the Mu'awwadhatayn. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. How simple Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for this ummah. If you look into Surah Falaq, it's only got 5 ayats. How many? 5 ayats. And Surah An-Nas has got 6 ayats, making it a total of 11. 11 ayats. Now, some of the scholars have mentioned that, of course, these are two distinct chapters of the Quran. But in terms of contents, in terms of what it contains, it is as if it's two parts of one whole. As in, Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas is just one whole chapter. Despite the fact that, of course, in the Quran it is two distinct chapters, but the message contained in it is completely interconnected. And only 5 verses and 6 verses. 11 ayats of the Quran, mashallah. And get into the habit of reading this, and you will see, subhanAllah, that it will change a person completely. That is why in Musnad Ahmad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, again Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala, he said to Uqba ibn Amir, Uqba, read after every farz salah the mu'awwidhat. What did he say? The mu'awwidhat. Read after every farz salah the mu'awwidhat. Mu'awwidhat is different to mu'awwadhatayn or mu'awwidhatan. Mu'awwidhatan is kulawdhu bi rabbil falak and kulawdhu bi rabbil nas. But mu'awwidhat is kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak and kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to Uqba ibn Amir that get into the habit that after every namaz read kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. And in fact with the other ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it should be a must. Four things we have to do after salah. Four things. To read Ayatul Kursi, and to read Kul Huwallahu Ahad, and to read Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak, and to read Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. Four things is a must. In the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that it was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when he would retire to his bed, she says that it was his practice every night. He would never miss out from reading the mu'awwidhat. Never miss out. Kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would practically demonstrate this for the wives, and he would read the mu'awwidhat and he would blow into his own hands, and he would blow in this way, do dam after reading mu'awwidhat. And then he would rub his hands on his entire body, starting from the upper section of his body. So this is also the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to actually do this. When you're about to sleep, to read kul wallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Complete protection from every kind of intrusion of the shaitan. Every kind of intrusion of the shaitan. You actually block the shaitan from the four corners. With ayatul kursi, kul huwallah, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. It becomes impossible for shaitan to have complete access of you. And the more you read it, the more difficult it becomes for the shayateen. And they say amongst themselves that this man is man of dhikr. This man is man of dhikr. Have you noticed, my respected brothers, that if you have pain and you take ibuprofen or paracetamol, and if you take tablet, it's painkillers, it will give you strength perhaps by the mercy of Allah, by the tawfiq of Allah, for maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, right? And then after that you will start to feel the pain again. And then you want to take again painkillers. In the same way, my respected brothers, make it a habit to read the mu'awwidhat. And this is giving pain to shaitan. What is it? This is giving pain to shaitan. It's really giving pain to shaitan. To read the ayatul kursi, kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. In fact, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, even if there was pain in the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amal practice was to read the mu'awwidhat. Kul wallahu ad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, kul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. And again in the same way. In the riwayat, it comes that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in intense pain, excessive pain, and it became even difficult for him to recite the mu'awwidhat. Subhanallah. When we look at Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, how diligently she would want to practice upon every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When there was a lot of pain, what she would do, she says, that I would get hold of the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I would take the blessed hands, and upon the blessed hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a lot of pain, I would recite Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and Qul huwallahu ahad, and I would blow it upon the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then I would take his own hands to rub it on his entire body. Subhanallah. And she says that, subhanallah, in my own words perhaps, who can match the blessed hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? These were the wives. They didn't take Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam just as a husband, but they took him as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is why she would rub the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She would say that barakah is in the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Barakah is in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so get into the habit of reciting Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, Qul huwallah after every salah. Inshallah ye karenge. There is one beautiful hadith which is again in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an says that when I saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I took the blessed hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me, Ma najatul mu'min? Ma najatul mu'min? What is salvation for a believer? What is the salvation for a believer? Ma najatul mu'min? And subhanallah, what a Nabi. Immediately, instantly, without wasting time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, subhanallah, ihris lisanak. Ihris lisanak. Look after your tongue. Protect your tongue. Ihris lisanak. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. Let your home confine you. Let your home confine you. وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَتِيَتِكَ, and weep over your sins. Cry over your sins. Three things he said to Rasul sallallahu, three things Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala. When he said, مَا نَجَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, what is the salvation that will be given to a believer? How will he be saved? He said he has to do three things. Look after his tongue. Let your home confine you, as in unnecessarily to venture out and to go out. Unnecessarily. Don't do that. In the times of fitna, stay at home. Stay at home. In the times of fitna. And cry of the sins that you have committed. Do tawbah and istighfar. Don't let shaitan deceive you, so that you delay your repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an says that on the second occasion, this time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam took hold of my hands. The first time I took hold of the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this time he came to me and he took hold of my hands and he says, Uqba, Uqba, come. And I came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, Uqba, shall I inform you of the three best chapters ever revealed? Shall I inform you of the three best chapters ever revealed? including Torah, including Injil, including Zabur, and including the Quran. The three best chapters ever revealed to me, including all of the scriptures that have been revealed to the prophets, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be of ransom to you. Ya Rasulullah, of course, give me that information and that knowledge. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uqba, listen, the best ever three chapters that have been revealed is Qul huwallahu ahad until the end, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq until the end, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas until the end. MashaAllah, everyone that is sitting here has memorized the three chapters, inshaAllah. Everyone that is here. That we are hafiz of at least Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Uqba, read the three chapters thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening, and that will give you protection from everything. Imagine that. Read the three chapters in the morning thrice, three times, and in the evening after Maghrib Salah three times, and that will give you protection from everything, including sihr, magic, including nazar, the evil eye, and also including the wasawis of the shayateen, and including from all the difficulties that are facing you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you reprieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just to finish off the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an says that on the third occasion I went back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I took hold of the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me which is the most virtuous of deeds that I should do. Which is the most virtuous of deeds that I should do? And again Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately responded and said to him, Silman kata'ak. Silman kata'ak. Maintain relations with those who sever relations with you. Maintain a good relationship with your family that you have ties with, by blood, by relationship, by family, whatever. Maintain a good relationship with those who sever relationship with you. And then he said, وَأَعْتِي مَنْ حَرُمَكْ وَأَعْتِي مَنْ حَرُمَكْ. And give to that person who deprives you, who has deprived you, give him. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَعْرِضْ أَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكْ. And ignore that person who is unjust to you. Ignore that person who is unjust to you. Khair, this is the whole hadith which is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. But what is important is the middle part of this hadith where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained the importance of the mu'awwidhat, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. It is a reminder to us. There is also another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, and he says that we were waiting for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead us in salah. But for some reason, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delayed. He was late. And it was very, very dark. So a few companions went out to look for him, to search for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Khubayb says that I also went out to look for him. And alhamdulillah, I was the first one to meet with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, it was completely dark. And he said to me, Abdullah, read. He said to me, read, and I remained silent. For the second time he said to me, Abdullah, read. For the second time I remained silent. For the third time he said, Abdullah, read. So Abdullah ibn Khubayb says that I said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you want me to read? What do you want me to read? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Abdullah, read Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And again, even in this hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that read it in the morning 3 times and read it in the evening 3 times and it will give you protection from every calamity that is coming towards you. And so we have to remember this, my respected brothers and elders, despite the fact that what is famous amongst us is the 4 kuls. What is it? The 4 kuls. Now, alhamdulillah, the 4 kuls, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, is also included. Mu'awwadhatayn is Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Mu'awwidhat is Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Especially the 3, the mu'awwidhat, what contains in the 3 mu'awwidhat is that it protects you and it actually guards you. It protects you and it actually guards you. In this case, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned in the hadith for a person to read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. There is another hadith, Hazrat Nawfal radiyallahu ta'ala an as-sahabi, who said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what I should read in the night before I go to sleep. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, read Suratul Kafirun. Read Suratul Kafirun. Because Suratul Kafirun is a testimony of your iman and the tawheed, the oneness of Allah that is in your heart. And so this is a testimony. And so what you should do is also read Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun when you go to sleep. And so that is where we get the 4 kuls. But the mu'awwidhat is Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. On one occasion, a scorpion had bit Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an whilst he was praying salah. A scorpion bit Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an whilst he was praying salah. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may the la'nat of Allah be on this scorpion, that it also wants to harm a person who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah. And it also wants to harm the Nabi of Allah. So la'nat was given to the scorpion. And then because Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was bit, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get me some water and get me some salt. Water and salt. And when water and salt was given to him, he mixed the salt into the water. And then he did dam on that, in that liquid of Surah Kafirun, of Suratul Kafirun. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. And that was applied to that section where Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was bit from a scorpion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him shifa. And so we need to remember what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that khayru dawa al-Qur'an, the best dawa is the Qur'an, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so on this subject, this is very, very important, my respected brothers, that we get into the habit of reading Ayatul Kursi, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, and in the night, the complete package, everything including Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين